What is going on, Life Fitness Coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives, Make Money Online Training Podcast. It's your boy, Brian Mark, and in today's episode, we are coming at you guys from Bali, right? This is the number one podcast for online fitness coaches. Don't get it twisted. And today I want to be talking to you guys about when you feel like giving up. So this conversation is coming because Kirsten and I are on a date day today, and we spent the entire day basically taking time off of our phones and like relaxing and like being present and having fun. And we got to around like 4 p.m. and I like looked at her and I was like, babe, like we haven't set our goals yet. And Kirsten and I setting our goals is something that we've done literally every week since we started dating. And this was like 6 years ago. We have not missed a week ever. It's like we set our goals every single week. We never miss health, wealth, relationships, and self. And right now, you know, taking the day off, and like, I'll be honest, you guys, like right now, Pizza Domination, like we are grinding. I just checked and we have 1,548 active clients in all of our programs, the Change Jobs Academy, the 10K Mastermind, the Million Dollar Mastermind, and onboarding. We've got 1,548 clients, which is incredible. Running a business back home, Aesthetic Nation. We're planning our fifth ever live event. There's 172 people confirmed coming. So there's a lot of responsibility that's on my shoulders. And because some of this responsibility can feel super heavy, there are times where I don't want to do shit. Like I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to make the post. I don't want to set my goals. And so I literally looked at Kirsten and I was like, babe, like I don't want to set my goals today. And she looked at me and she said, who are you? And I said, Brian Mark. And she said, what do you do? I said, I make money. And then she's like, and what else do you do? I was like, I set goals. She's like, fucking exactly. All of us know what we need to do in order to be successful. You know that you haven't been posting. You know you haven't gotten started. You know you're not sending those DMs. You know you haven't been setting your goals. You know you haven't been showing up for coaching calls. You fucking know what you need to do in order to be successful. But the reality of the situation is you allow your programming to get in the way of your success. I was browsing Instagram the other day and trying not to get lost on my newsfeed. I was trying to get content inspiration, but you guys know how that goes. You're like trying to get content inspiration and then you end up just like scrolling the newsfeed. By the way, if you guys hear background music, it's because I'm at a restaurant. So side note. So I'm scrolling through Instagram and I see this little video. And this video on Instagram, it's like this, there's like this graphic where there's like a ball and chain. And so the ball is, it's labeled as your past. And then there's a chain. And then there's you on like a second ball trying to climb a hill. And at the top of the hill is the word success. And so there's you trying to climb up the hill of the success, but then there's also your past, which is like your programming, your beliefs, your thoughts, your feelings, your, you know, your trauma, your worthiness, your lack of ability to like believe in yourself. Like all these things from your past hold you back from doing the things that you need to do in order to be successful. And I think that when it comes down to like actually getting shit done, and I'm talking about taking productive actions that move your life forward. I'm talking about showing up on the fucking days that you don't want to show up. I'm talking about making the post on Instagram when you don't want to make it. I'm talking about doing the outreaches on Instagram that you know that you need to. I'm talking about studying the fucking coaching program that you need to do. Like when it comes to doing that stuff, all of us know that we need to do it. All of us know that. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. And so knowledge by itself, like knowing by itself simply isn't enough. I believe that we need to choose an identity that we'd like to associate with, and we need to act in alignment with that identity. For me, like I identify as somebody who is successful. Like that is the identity that I choose to like embody. And so when I'm feeling a certain way, like when I don't feel like going to the gym, when I don't feel like making my posts, when I don't feel like getting up early, when I don't feel like doing my calls, like those are feelings that I have. And although my feelings might quote unquote be valid, I don't fucking listen to them because I know that that temporary feeling that I'm experiencing in that moment is going to pass. And if I do slip on the thing that I said that I was going to do, the next day I'm going to feel like shit. And that feeling is significantly worse than the feeling that I'm going to have if I just do the fucking work. Because on a day like today, when I'd rather not set my goals. I'd rather just lay in bed and fucking go to sleep early and just like relax and like hang out and enjoy my full day off. I would rather do that. And although that like momentary satisfaction would have felt good to like give in to that impulse of like, just relax, just take some time off, you deserve it. Like that might have felt good in the moment. I know for a fact that the next day I would have woken up and I would have felt like shit. And the truth is, I think that a lot of you guys are doing that to yourselves every single day. It's like, you know what you need to do in order to be successful. But when it comes down to actually doing the thing, you don't do it because you don't feel like it. And even though you're fully aware that taking this action will get you one step closer to your goals, you don't do it. You give in to momentary impulse and you choose short-term satisfaction over the pain of doing the hard work in the moment to get the work done. And this is why, like, this is the reason most people fail, is because everybody knows that you just work hard, you'll get success, which is why when you scroll through Instagram and you see people saying, like, put in more work, you're like, okay, fucking dumbass, I know that. But if you actually looked at your calendar over the course of the last 7 days and you asked yourself like what your activity looks like in relation to your goals, like if you say you want to make $10,000 a month, like look at your activity and the things that you've actually done in the last 7 to 14 days and ask yourself like, is my activity getting me close to my goals? When you want to give up, like all of us are going to experience like momentary lapses in belief. All of us are going to feel temporary feelings of wanting to throw in the towel, of wanting to quit, of not wanting to do the work. All of us, including the successful people, feel these emotions. And the only difference between the people that end up making it to a certain level of success, we're talking about hitting $10,000 a month, $25,000 a month, $50,000 a month, $100,000 a month, and the people that don't, the people that continue to sit on the sidelines of life, watching life pass them by, year after year after year goes by, they're still in the same fucking place. You keep saying that you're going to grow an online coaching business. You keep saying that you want to be an online entrepreneur. You keep saying that you're going to finally make this happen. And year after year after year, you're still in the same place. The only difference between the people that make it and the people that don't is the people that make it have this like unrelenting willingness to do the work regardless of the circumstance. It's like, for me, it's like, I don't care if I'm in the fucking airport. I don't care if I'm in Bali. I don't care. Like, I'm doing my podcast right now. I don't care if I'm in a fucking restaurant. I don't care if I'm like in a bathroom stall. I don't care if I have to do it in the closet. Like, I will do whatever it takes to perform the action that I know is going to get me closer to my goals. And that is the mindset. That is the mentality that it takes to be successful. All of us, including myself, have moments in time where we feel like giving up, where we feel like giving in, we feel like throwing in the towel. The difference is you need to make the decision that you're not going to listen to those momentary impulses and you're not going to give in when those feelings come up. You're going to continue to stay in the arena. You're going to continue to do the fucking work. You're going to continue to show up for yourself because the reward that you get in the self-confidence, the self-esteem, the worthiness, the feelings of deservedness, the results that you'll see in your life as a result of doing the hard work, like all of it is worth it. And if you give up, all you're guaranteeing yourself is the same fucking life, you know, making the same amount of money, working for the same person, online coaching business stays the fucking same, Instagram following doesn't grow, content doesn't get any better, clients don't get better results. If that's the life you want, I don't even know why you're listening to this fucking podcast. The reason that you're listening to this podcast is because me and you both know that like you want more. And so it's time to realize that like those feelings that you feel of like wanting to give up, they might be quote unquote valid and like you're allowed to feel your feelings, but you need to sideline that shit and like do the fucking work that's necessary if you want to be successful in this life. That is it. That is all. I hope you guys got some value from this podcast. If you did, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, leave me a rating on the podcast as well. That actually means a lot. I always scroll through the ratings on the podcast and I leave it. And last but not least, like if you get any sort of value from this podcast, I'm doing 5 of them a week. A way that you can give value back to me is by taking a second to share. I get about 5 to 10,000 people that listen to every episode. If every one person that got value took this episode and shared it with one person, man, like the podcast would double in size and that would mean the world to me. So if you get value from the podcast, make sure you share it, subscribe, leave me a rating, all that good stuff. I hope you guys have the best day of your entire life and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.